Hello, and welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show. This is your host and success coach, Trina Newby. Hello, everyone, and welcome on this marvelous Monday, June 7th, 2010. I'm broadcasting to you live today from the successful city of Atlanta, Georgia. And as always, we want to bring you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I'm Trina Newby, your success coach, and we're going to be talking about a very hot topic today. We're going to be talking about business networking, online and offline. So as you're listening to the show today, get your questions ready. When you have a comment or a question that you need to ask, of course, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your phone keypad, and that will show us that you would like to make a comment or have a question, okay? I want to go ahead and start today with some announcements of some things we've got going on at womenaboutbiz.com. A lot of you have been asking for repeats of some of our workshops today, and I'm very, very happy about that. And so we want to go ahead and repeat some of the, I would say, very useful teleclasses. As you know, on Wednesdays we have our Women About Biz Lunch and Learn programs. And so these are free of cost to you, but they are chock full of great information that you can put to use in your business right away. We had a great success with our Goal Setting 101 teleclass, which was held a couple of weeks ago, and so we are doing it again. That's right, this Wednesday we are repeating our Goal Setting 101 teleclass, and so of course you'll be able to learn how you can turn your goals into Monday. So that is June 9th at 12 noon lunchtime Eastern Standard Time, and of course you can go on womenaboutbiz.com to register. Now, coming up on the 16th of June, which is also a Wednesday, we will have our Her on Boss Startup Seminar. And so this seminar is for any individual that is wanting to set the foundation under their existing business by catching up and basically using it as a refresher course, or for someone that is interested in starting a business and they just really need to have a lot of food for thought, go through their planning. So I definitely want to encourage all of you to listen in on that teleseminar. And again, that seminar is going to be Wednesday, June 16th at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. So definitely want to make sure that you sign up for all of our teleclasses. Just go to womenaboutbiz.com, look up in the top red menu bar, and click on events. And from there, of course, you will be able to sign up for our seminars. I also want to let you guys know about a wonderful lead, and this is a real good one. If you are interested in raising funds for a particular business project, or if you are a nonprofit, Pepsi-Cola has a great new program on the works, and so I definitely want to let everybody know about that resource. The program is entitled Pepsi Refresh Project, and the project funds go from $5,000 to $250,000, and they are looking for people, businesses, and nonprofits with ideas that will have a positive impact on the community. And, you know, for sure, this is something that everybody needs to tap into. And so definitely I want you to go to Refresh, that's R-E-F-R-E-S-H, everything.com. So refresheverything.com. That is the website for the Pepsi $1 million giveaway, and I think that you guys will rather enjoy this site. There are a lot of people who have already entered their business projects. And again, don't forget, this is for both profit and nonprofit. So for those of you who have been possibly looking for an opportunity to get your business out there in front, you definitely want to go to refresheverything.com, a program sponsored by Pepsi, giving away millions to fund great ideas. Again, want to make sure that you text or let other people know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. We're very, very excited that we have been having overwhelming response with the Successful Woman radio show. And that just lets you know that there are a lot of people out there who basically, you know, they want to hear things, successful techniques that they could use for their business and for their personal development. And there are a lot of women out there that already know how important it is to personally develop themselves. That is the key to your success. And so with Successful Woman Radio, we're going to cover always on our show both personal development items that you will be able to put to use as well as business items. You know, the one thing that I have learned being a businesswoman for more than 20 years now is that after spending a whole lot of money and a whole lot of products and going to a lot of things, which are valuable, but the one most valuable piece of information I have learned, and that is it does not cost you money to learn how to be wealthy. It costs you time. It doesn't cost you money to learn how to be wealthy. It costs you time, and that time is working on yourself and really developing yourself and developing the skills that you are going to need to be extremely successful. So again, I want to encourage everyone on the call that you need to make sure you set aside at least 30 minutes to an hour each day to work on yourself personally and professionally. And if you're not taking that time out to figure out what it is that you need to improve on that can increase your success level, then you are doing yourself a great disservice. And, of course, here at Successful Woman Radio, that is what we are all about. We are all about making it happen for you. And so, I want to encourage you, get people on the show today. Call them or either text them or if you're close to your computer, email them. Tell them to dial into the show at 347-637-2589. Again, that number is 347-637-2589. We're coming up close to the end of our book club for this month, and that is we've been reading the book Acres of Diamonds, and boy, that book is really good. And for anyone who is wanting to get motivated, I totally would encourage you to read that book. Of course, you can visit the Women About Biz bookstore, and we've got it right up there in our book club selection. Acres of Diamond is an awesome book. The book basically just talks about the fact that you can travel all around the world looking for success, but where you're going to find it the most is in your own backyard. And I would challenge all of you to really just sit down and brainstorm with yourself and figure out what is it that I haven't done that I already have access to make my business more successful. What can I do today to make it more successful? Well, we're going to go ahead and move right on into business networking online and offline. Of course, you know, business networking is just a passion for me. I love talking. I'm a gabber. However, just because you know how to talk a lot and just because you don't have a loss for words, it doesn't mean necessarily that you are a good business networker. So today we are going to talk about business networking. We are going to talk about how important it is to have a system developed for your business networking. And, of course, we're going to entertain questions today. The first thing we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and define, for the purpose of the call today, what is business networking? Well, business networking is any time there are one or more people exchanging information that can lead to a win-win opportunity. Okay, and I'm going to say that again. Business networking is any time that you can exchange information between one or more people where it is going to lead to a win-win opportunity. And that's very, very important. So you need to understand that it's an exchange of information. So it just begins when you meet someone. And so many times we hear of people going to business network meetings and, you know, they're passing out cards as though they're playing an actual card game instead of really trying to develop relationships. And so you need to understand that your whole goal to be at a business networking event offline, meaning in person, is so that you can meet not the whole room, but so that you can meet a few people with whom you have something in common. And then you can exchange information. And once you leave that business networking event, event, then you will be able to call that person. You'll be able to follow up with that individual. So at this time, I want to hear from our listeners. We've got quite a few people on the line, and I want you guys to press 1 on your phone keypad. I want to know, what has been your experience going to networking events? I mean, I want to know, is it good or bad and somewhere in between? What do you feel that you have gained from going to networking events? And so at this time, I'm going to ask for the callers to share with me and share with our listening audience. If you could just press raise your hand and press 1. We have someone on whose last four numbers are 4570. Caller, are you on the line?
Yes.
Hello, hello. And who's on the line?
Paulette, how are you?
Hi, Paulette, how are you?
Fine, long time no see.
Oh, I know. So, Paulette, what's been your experience with business networking?
Well, you know, I've learned that I'm in a different city than I used to be in, so I kind of have to discern who could really be a client and who really can't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you'd love to have relationships with everybody, but I meet so many people, that's kind of hard to have a relationship with everybody. And because Atlanta is a really different city for me, and a lot of people just go to network events to have a good time, it's very hard for me to discern who to begin developing that relationship with and who not to.
Okay. What has been your overall impression? Is it a positive thing? Do you feel that it's necessary to go to networking events?
Well, it depends on the networking events.
Okay.
It depends. Some of them are very good. Some of them, usually the ones in bars where the music is loud, they have not worked for me, so I don't go to those anymore. But some of the other ones where people can actually sit and talk and you can find out what they're a little bit about them, now that's a good one.
Okay. Okay. Well, Paulette, I thank you so much for calling in on the show and listen, and hopefully you'll be able to gain some networking nuggets today. Thank you again,
okay.
Paulette.
Okay.
And that was Paulette, and she gave us her opinions, and of course, she said something that was really important, is it depends on which type of network event you're going to. She also said something else, is that a lot of the times, a lot of individuals go to networking meetings for the social aspect of it. And, of course, there are different types of networking. I want to hear from some more callers. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone keypad. I want to hear what has been your experience in networking. Again, what has been your experience in business networking? And we're talking about offline networking right now. And in a little bit, we'll move on to online networking. You know, one of the things, as I said before, that I noticed is that people have a tendency to pass out their business cards as though they are playing a card game. They're just walking around handing out cards before they really get to know someone. And, you know, the hard part about that is that while business cards can be gold, because, of course, once you have a person's contact information, you can follow up with them. However, it's very, very important that you really understand when you should hand a business card and actually how to use it. So let's talk a little bit about when you first get to a network meeting, or even before then, about choosing the network meetings that you should go to. Now, the first thing I think is very, very important for individuals to understand is that there are different types of networking meetings. You have industry meetings, meaning that you have individuals who have a common business or in the same business industry, they have meetings, and normally those networking events are basically so individuals can share trade information and share what's going on within that business industry and not necessarily to prospect one another for new customers. So that's the type of industry networking that is available. Of course, then you have associations, and you also, that's similar to industry networking, of course, where it is a similar business type, and you're going for camaraderie, you're going for the social aspect possibly, and also to learn about new things going on in your trade industry. Then you have business networking. Okay, a lot of the times your chamber of commerces are putting on business networking events, and then of course you also have a lot of privatized networking events that are going on, possibly within your particular city. And then outside of that, you also have the new social networking events. If you live in a major metropolitan area, you might find that there are a lot of social networking events going on. So how do you decipher and how do you tell if, you know, you should be attending a particular networking event? The first thing I would say to you is that you really need to review what are your goals for wanting to go to a networking event. I would have to say the number one goal that everybody is going to a networking event is that they're saying, I want new business. But let me just say this, that's the wrong goal. Okay, I want to just let you know that right now, that is the wrong goal. Why? Because networking events are not going to yield you new business right away. Very rare will you go to a networking event, meet a person, they say, I'm interested, and they'll sign up for a business right that evening or that day. The purpose of your networking should be to develop relationships. And what I am finding is that all too often, people aren't wanting to really develop what I call sincere relationships. Sincere means I am really willing to sit down and talk with you and learn about your business. You learn about my business. We talk about how we can help each other, and if I can use your service at this time, then I will give you the opportunity to present to me, okay? That is very rare these days. Instead, a lot of people are expecting to go to networking events, and they're expecting for you to give them business without even knowing them, without even giving them any information about who you are or what you're looking for, and that is not the right way to do it. For those of you who have joined the call today, this is Trina Newby, your success coach, and we're talking about business networking, online and offline. What is it? What can we do to be better networkers out there? And I am wanting some other people to go ahead and press the number one on their keypad. I want you to tell me what has been your experience thus far with business networking. What has been your experience? If you've just recently gone to a networking event, what did you think about it? Okay. And of course, for those of you who are on the call but still need to text individuals, you can text them for the phone number 347-637-2589. Again, that's our dial-in for the show, 347-637-2589. And we're talking about business networking online and offline. So we just finished with saying that pretty much how you can choose, first of all, the different categories of networking events to go to. And now we're talking about you understanding what you need to get from networking. You know, the big thing is that it's no secret how to be successful in networking. It's just the information is not readily out there. I can tell you that it is really all about relationship. And so the first thing you have to do is sit yourself down and ask yourself, am I ready to let people into my life? Am I ready to develop new friendships? Am I ready to develop new relationships with individuals? Because if you're not ready for that, if people bother you or if you feel like you don't really want to be bothered and you don't really want to talk to people outside of wanting to know, can you purchase my business product or purchase my business service, you're barking up the wrong marketing activity, because networking is all about relationship. So let's say, for example, that you decide that you're going to go to, you know, a networking event that's like a chamber of commerce or a networking event where individuals can exchange information. Well, the first thing you really want to do is you want to not overwhelm yourself with thinking that you have to take too much information. I would say that all you really do need to take is, at the max, a business card or a postcard flyer or a brochure. I would not overwhelm myself with wanting to take too much information, because a lot of it is going to get thrown away, okay? So a business card or a postcard, a 5x8 flyer, or a 3x5 postcard flyer, or a brochure. That is the only thing that I would actually consider taking to a networking event, because basically what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to get there and you're wanting to introduce yourself and you're wanting to find out what's going on and what different people do, okay? Now, when you arrive at the networking event, the first thing that you want to do is not go somewhere and stand in a corner, but you literally want to stay standing and you want to go around shaking individuals' hands. Now, I learned this from another savvy networker, but one of the things that I would try to do is always show up at a networking event in the very beginning, early. So as people come, you can shake their hand and say, hey, welcome, I'm Trina. Hey, welcome, I'm Sharon. The reason why you want to do that is because, number one, it breaks the ice with you, and they're looking at you like, wow, this person holds the networking key. They're shaking everyone's hand. They don't know if you're a part of the networking event or if you're just like them, one of the participants. So many times I find in women, and ladies, I need you to hear this, because this is so true, and maybe many of you will be shaking your heads at this, but oftentimes when you go to networking events where there are a lot of women, women walk right in a room, and instead of smiling and shaking their hands, I find a lot of the times business women walk in with not a smile on their face, and the first thing that they're looking for is the table where they can go sit down. And I want to tell you, that is not networking, okay? When you first go into a networking environment, the first thing you want to do is you want to peruse the room. So walk around a little bit. Nod your head and smile to different people, okay? And if someone makes eye-to-eye contact at you, walk over to them, shake their hand and say hello in your first and last name, and instead of telling them what you do right away, say hello, and what is your name and what do you do? Start the conversation. Remember, the rule of thumb in networking is that people are all too willing to talk about themselves and to tell you who they are and what they do, okay? Now, I've had people to ask me the questions, Trina, I find so many people, they want me right away to say, yes, I want their product, or yes, I want their service, or what have you. What should I do? How can I answer those individuals? And so what I say a lot of the times is that when an individual is expecting you to purchase a product or a service or give them too much too soon in that evening, just let them know if you are interested. Let them know up front. Don't make an excuse and say, well, I'll give you a call or call me tomorrow. If you are genuinely interested in what they have, let them know that you will call them to schedule an appointment or a phone conference. If you're not interested, be sincere. Just say, you know what, I'm not interested in this at this time. However, maybe in the future, this may be something that I am interested in. So I will call to connect with you and learn a little bit more about your business so that as I'm networking, I can possibly let other people know about it. That's very, very important. You want to definitely do that. Again, we're talking about business networking online and offline. I want to hear from some of our callers today who are listening to the show. I want to know if you've been to a networking meeting, and if so, what has been your experience? Do you like it? Do you have a fear of networking? What is your overall experience about networking? Just go ahead and press the number 1. On your phone keypad, and we will see that you are raising your hand, and then we will be able to open up the call to you so you can ask your question or your comment. So how do you know when you should introduce your business? Well, as I said previously, when you're talking to an individual, you definitely want to introduce yourself by saying your first name or your first and last name. And sometimes it's okay to even say your company name. Hi, this is, I'm Sharon Anderson with Pet Sitting USA. Okay, great. And who are you? Okay, so you always want to identify yourself and your company possibly and then go right back to them and ask them who are they. But you never want to go and start saying, hi, I'm Sharon Anderson with Pet Sitting USA. Let me tell you what we have to offer you. Let me tell you all of the things that we've got great for pets going on and pet products. And you just go on and on and on because, first of all, you don't know if the person standing in front of you owns a pet. Okay? You don't know anything about them. So what's important is for you to identify yourself quickly and then go back to them. Now, if you find that they are talking too much, or if they are hogging, as we say, all of the time, then what you do is you interrupt them for just a few seconds and you say, "Excuse me. I'm so sorry, but listen, what you're saying sounds really interesting. Perhaps at another time we can continue this conversation, but so that we both get the opportunity to network with others in the room, let's go ahead and exchange business cards, and then we will connect perhaps tomorrow. Is that okay with you?" You've got to know how to have those break points. You've got to know how to have those entry points, which are very, very important. Now, the one thing I know a lot of people say to themselves, "I want every business card in the room." And that's okay to want to get everybody's business card, but I'm here to tell you, you're not going to be able to do business with everybody, and you're not going to be able to call everybody in that one day. So what's important is walking around and shaking people's hands and saying hello to them and identifying yourself and quickly finding out who they are. It's kind of like feeling the aura that this person is someone that I think I may want to know more. Now, if the networking event is about 1 to 2 hours, you should be able to creatively connect warmly with at least 10 to 15 people that you can follow up with. Even if 100 people attended, you should be able to connect with 10 or 15 people, okay? If it's about 25 or 30 people that are in the room, you should be able to comfortably connect with maybe about 5 to 10 people, okay? Your goal is to connect with people who are compatible with what you are doing, or people that you feel that you might be able to help them out and give them some referrals. That's very, very important. But what you can't do is go to a networking meeting and think, number one, that you're supposed to walk away with business. Number two, that you're supposed to have a business card from every single person in the room. Let me tell you what normally happens in a networking event that I see going on that's not necessarily the best way to network. People go to a networking event, they exchange business cards, and then an individual will go back home and add everybody that they met to their constant contact or to their email database. And the next thing you know, you're receiving a lot of emails that you did not request. And so, again, that really goes against protocol for business networking. And if you have an email list that you're sending out a lot of information to, you may have a backlash of people saying, "Take me off of your list," or "Who gave you my name?" Because you haven't really established that relationship with those individuals. So I want to recommend to you that before you go adding everybody's name to your email contact list, number one, ask when they hand you the business card, if it's okay if you email them, okay, if you email them and let them try out your weekly e-news bulletin. That way they are expecting you, okay? You may also want to send a letter out to new invites to your email bulletin and letting them know this is the type of information that we put in our e-newsletter, this is how it can benefit you, and this is the value that we can offer you. And then let them opt into your email. Why? Why is that important? Because studies have shown that even though you may have a lot of people in your email, it's those individuals that you have met that have actually opted in and given you permission. Those are the ones that are going to be most likely to open and respond and participate in your e-news bulletin. So keep that in mind as you are networking. We're talking about business networking online and offline and ways to business network. While we have so many people on the call today, please press 1 on the keypad. Let us know, what is your experience with business networking? Do you like to network? Do you not like to network? Have you had any negative experiences business networking? If so, we want to hear from you. Just press the number 1 on your phone keypad. We've got a caller, and that caller's last 4 is 1516. Caller, are you on the line?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. Your name and what city?
Kay, calling from Sandy Springs, Georgia.
Okay, wonderful, Kay. And Kay, what has been your experience with business networking?
So far I've had some really good experiences. I've had the pleasure of meeting people that have been in business for extended amounts of time, as well as people like myself that are just starting to venture out. Different question. How do you deal with situations where you make a connection from a business networking event that you've attended, and you refer, but it's one-sided? So that's kind of the negative, is that I tend to like to get the backdrop, what I know of individual business owners, and then I like to, you know, extend my personal business to them, and then if I have a pleasant experience, refer. But I don't always have that done in return. I would say that most of the time it seems more one-sided. And I'm just curious, how would you deal with that kind of a situation?
Now let me ask you, normally when does the business referral take place?
Once we exchange cards or information, I see how their needs would fit me personally or within my own business, and then I reach out to them to do business with them. I have an extended amount of friends within the same industry as myself, which is skincare and wellness, and then also through my husband as well. But I don't always see the return, so to speak.
Okay, so here's what I would do, and that is selfish networking, by the way. When you give references to someone, but they don't seem to want to reciprocate or even learn more about your business. But here's what I would recommend. I would recommend that when you meet someone that you feel you had a warm introduction to at a networking event, I would go ahead and call them within 24 to 48 hours, and it's always been with me preferably 24 hours. I would call them and say, hey, I'd like to schedule a phone conference with you, or I'd like to schedule coffee with you. And when you talk to them, you take lead and you say, listen, I really enjoyed talking with you at the networking event, and while you were sharing some information with me about your business, I could see how you and I could refer some individuals to one another. So what I thought we could do is create a win-win connection. I could possibly give you two or three people that I think might be interested in your business, and you could give me two or three people that you think are interested in my business. And so what we could do is gather those names and possibly recall each other around 2 o'clock this afternoon. Be good for you? You see what I'm saying, Kay? In other words, before you ever talk to anyone, you always have to know what you want. So sometimes if you don't ask for it, you're not going to get it. So you always want to create that win-win situation. So you have to know that those names are a part of your arsenal, okay? Those are valuable, okay, because they would never have gotten those names and information. But I would have to say one step further. When you're creating a one-on-one connection and you say, let's create that win-win connection, and you say, here's what we can do. I have a few people, and if you could come up with a few people, and if they say to you, I don't know of anyone right now who could use your service, you know what the first thing you should say to them is that, I am in the skin and healthcare industry, so everybody uses this or everybody uses that. You're saying that you don't know two or three women that you have a phone number and an email for that you could call and introduce me to them? You see what I'm saying? And then if they say, no, I don't, then you say, okay, well, I'm sorry, because I thought that we would be able to create a win-win connection. But that's okay. I understand. Well, thank you for talking with me. And end the conversation, because they're wanting something from you but not wanting to give anything back. And we have to start training each other. We have to start playing hardball with each other about this kind of thing, because we cannot continue as businesswomen not to give each other business.
Right.
You got what I'm saying? Does that help you?
It helps me tremendously. Okay. I was really at a standstill about that.
Oh, wonderful. No, honey, you keep your arsenal close to your guard until you know whether somebody is really ready to truly and sincerely network in a win-win situation with you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you, Kay, for asking that question, and I hope that that helped a lot of people. Again, you're listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. Go ahead, for anyone else that has questions, go ahead and press 1 on your phone keypad, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions that you have on business networking, or if you have a comment to make on a networking event that you attended, or what has been your impression thus far on business networking. Please go ahead and press 1 on your phone keypad if you have any questions or comments. We're going to move forward with just talking a little bit more about offline business networking. Again, as I said before, and don't forget this, you really do not want to have an overabundance of material taking with you to a networking event. I'll never forget, I went to a networking event, it's been a while back, but this individual was talking to me, and the first thing that they did was they literally slammed a packet full of information in my hand. It was a huge folder, and it had at least 50 sheets of information in there. It had their services, it had their company's policies, it had all of this stuff, and I was overwhelmed. I said, you know, and I said to the person, wow, this is so much information. And, you know, they were like, well, I want you to have everything, because when I call you, I want you to be ready to go and ready to do business with me. And needless to say, I was taken aback because I wasn't ready to do business with them. I needed to know who they were. So I want to let you know something, and this is not just about networking, but this is about you as a businesswoman in general. You are the brand. No matter what you're selling and no matter what service you are providing, and it took me as a business owner, it took me a little too long to learn that lesson, and so I don't want it to take any of you long. You need to understand that you are the brand. Regardless of whether you're selling something for another company and you're direct sales or you're representing another company or if you have a service or a product of your own, you are the brand, and people are going to do business with you simply because of you. They are not going to do business with you just by pushing a brochure in front of them. And this is especially true when it's one-on-one business networking. So I want to encourage you that as you go out and you business network, I want you to understand that the rule of thumb is that you always, okay, don't show up at a business networking event extremely casual with you know, low heel sandals, or you're not dressed in an appropriate manner. I want you as businesswomen to treat yourself like businesswomen, and I want you to go looking like a professional businesswoman, okay? That's very, very important, because people's first opinion of you is going to be that they judge you by the outside until they get to know you. Okay, so if I were a hairstylist but I walked into the networking event with a very bad hairstyle or a very unkempt looking hairstyle with just some blue jeans on and maybe some flip-flops and a t-shirt, and everybody else was dressed up in suits, and I say I'm a hairstylist and I want to fix your hair and here's a coupon, how likely are you to utilize that person's information? You are not, because the only thing that we can do when we are going to business networking meetings live is we can judge each other by how professional we look, how well we are talking, and how informed we seem to be about our own company, and how polite we are in allowing them to talk about their sales. That's how it works. And so, again, I want to encourage all women to always be as professional as you can at a business networking event. Now, you don't have to be overdressy, but I would say that business attire should always be your protocol for going to business networking events unless you see it printed otherwise. And even sometimes when they say, you know, business casual, I still may wear a suit. okay, because that's what I want people to see me. I want people to see that I am professional. So it's very, very important that you take note of that. The other thing that I want to take note, you to take note of is what happens in a business networking event after you get home. After you get home and you've collected business cards, what do you do? Well, I would tell you all on the show today that the first thing you should do is you should already have a system in place of how you are going to decipher your business cards, how you're going to database them, and follow up with them. If you don't have a system in place, of course, that's the first thing that you've done wrong, okay? Because too many times as business women, we have a tendency to start stacking things up on our desk, and the business cards are stacking up, and before long, we've had cards laying somewhere in our business office or on the desk for months at a time, and they have never been databased, and we've never connected with those individuals. So your work does not stop after the networking event ends. It is just the beginning. So when you get those cards, you need to immediately database those cards. And I would say a nifty gadget to have is CardScan. CardScan. You can go to any office supply store and see CardScan, but it's a device that you connect with your computer. It works similar to a scanner or a printer, and you can actually scan your business cards in your computer, and it will actually pull it up, pull the business card up, and you'll be able to choose the lines that you would like to go into your database, like first name, last name, company name, phone number, and it just makes it pass by a lot quicker, and it's called CardScan, and I think now they may have a few variations of this type of device that I'm talking about, but it can be extremely helpful when it's just you working as a solopreneur. Of course, you definitely want to database those cards, and I'll tell anyone, if you have Microsoft Office, it's easy to use Microsoft Excel to database your cards. Very, very simple software to use, and it allows you to email in bulk, or you can send out bulk letters to the individuals when you set things up in a database. Also, when you set things up in a database, you can also import or export very easily into your contact mailing system that you use. So I want to encourage everyone on the call today to understand that you definitely have to have a system. And, of course, when you're networking online, I want you to understand that networking online is no different. You're still aiming to, literally, you're still aiming to develop relationships with individuals. So your whole goal online is to build a good and solid reputation. Okay, and that means that you don't want to say that you're from five or six different businesses online. You want to choose which industry you're going to be in, and then that's what you want to represent across the board. Now, at this time, I want to make sure that everyone understands that the call today is not necessarily a teleclass or a workshop, but we are talking about business networking, and so often business women don't have all of the skills that they need to properly network. So last but not least, I want to call out three things that are going to be so important before the show ends today. Number one, I want you to sit down on a piece of paper and develop your networking system. It doesn't have to be long and drawn out, but you do need to develop a system. You need to figure out what networking events will I choose to be a part of, because you need to go out and be networking at least twice a week, okay? Twice a week. You need to be at a networking event. The second thing is, after you have developed your system, the second thing is that you need to gather your tools. Your business cards need to look professional. They don't need to look like you have printed them off of a dot matrix old printer. They need to be professional, and these days you've got VistaPrint, you've got Staples, you've got several places that can get you your cards pretty quickly, okay? And then, of course, last but not least, okay, you need to have follow-up procedures for how you're going to follow up with your individuals. So that's very, very important. Well, this has been a great call today. I thank those people who have participated in the call. I would like for everybody on the call today to please make sure that you let other women know about the Successful Woman Radio Show. You have the dial-in number, 347-637-2589. All this month, during the month of June, we're going to be talking about business networking and technology and how it pertains to your business and how you can make it work for you. I like to tell people all the time, I know what I'm talking about simply because 95% of all business comes to me from business networking. At this time, I'd like to go ahead and give you something inspirational to hold you for this week. I just want to let everybody know that you are successful and your business can be extremely successful. If you don't believe that you can make $1 million this week, you truly can with this simple affirmation. I am powerful, I am wealthy, and in everything I do, I will do it with the thought of wealth. On behalf of Women About Biz and Successful Woman Radio, good day.